Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
And no, this is not going to be about the artificial intelligence-generated hacking event. It's not about that. But I do have a story that, honestly, I'm not sure what to make of it. I want to be optimistic, but I'm also, well, here's the headline. In a story by Business Insider titled, Offline is the New Luxury. It says, when I walked into a concert last month, I was handed a bingo card. The phrases on squares prompted me to find people who had the same favorite color as I did or had traveled recently, meaning I'd have to speak with strangers. The activity seemed more aligned with a bridal shower than an indie show. But this wasn't a typical concert. It was put on by Sofar Sounds, a company that lines up concerts with emerging artists at locations that aren't disclosed until shortly before the show. They can't be galleries or event spaces or even backyards. This show in particular wasn't just about fans finding new artists, but about fans finding maybe love. It was a concert for singles. Bear with me. We didn't set out intending to necessarily be a singles thing, said the CEO. But there was demand. People were buying tickets, particularly to find someone to date. So you go to show to meet somebody, all right? Turns out a lot of people take away from the Coldplay Kiss Cam might have been, I don't want to have what they're having. Well, before, not the after. So a year ago, the company started hosting concerts geared towards single people looking to meet, and there's been demand around the world since, more than 60 events and so forth. Here's where it gets interesting, though. There's another set of trends or developments built around apps that will help you meet people and not depend on a digital world. You know, it's how to be a human for digital natives. It's kind of what these things are. There's the events like Sit at the Bar September and Off the Apps October. And now you have an app, 222, an app that charges a curation fee and pairs strangers up for events like dinners using the phrase, offline is the new luxury on a billboard. So you get the app, and the app helps you meet other people in real life so that you don't have to use apps. It's an app to teach people how to get off the apps. Can I say that is the most appiest thing I have ever heard of, by the way, is the problem of the apps is that people are too much using them, and so we're going to develop an app to get you off the apps.
I'm trying to follow this.
So thousands of events. The app has raised $3.6 million, thousands of events, hundreds of thousands of members, according to the app founder. There's an app called Time Left that designs you to go have dinner with strangers. Pi, apparently, connects people who share interests to groups like book clubs and healthy living. Years ago, it might even still be in existence. There was an app for Meetup, maybe? Is that the one I'm thinking of? It was all about groups in your local area and, you know, like interests. You know, I'm interested in gardening. I'm interested in, you know, volleyball. I'm interested in, playing board games. And there was a way to do, I'm just trying to remember what the name, somebody's going to probably text me with it, probably like five people have already. Canso, which K-A-N-S-O, hosts phone-free gatherings. Advertise itself as for those who were made for more. People, you buy tickets to an event where you lock your phone away and spend a few hours meeting new people. It's like an old style lock-in, only not at a church. Canso's founder, Randy Ginsberg, says the event seems so far to be appeal to highly driven extroverts, and unlike apps, attract screen time or block people from using certain apps, which that cracks me up too. I have a really good friend who is so addicted to screens, and he knows it, that he's literally downloaded an app to his phone that makes it impossible for him to use social media during work hours. So he's given permission to his phone to manage his time for him, which I understand. Proud and I think, you know, that's actually. And so, you know, for somebody who's going to be very productive and realizes that social media is not very productive, decides I can't quit myself. You know, I can't quit you, baby. But I'm going to install this thing on my phone to make it so that I can quit you at least once in a while. Like, you know, parental controls for yourself, so to speak. So what do you think about all of this? I mean, I'm torn because on the one hand, I mean, good for them. They're meeting people.
Yeah, we're actually having conversations.
Right? You know, the whole world is discovering that phones did not make us better. At all. I mean, not really. Not at all. You know, texting, sure. Okay? Phone calls, of course, sure. Getting your way around, they have made a lot of us dumb drivers. Be honest. You know it's true. Right? You know, just like you don't remember phone numbers anymore. You don't remember directions anymore. You just, you know, plug it in and go wherever it tells me. I don't know. Why is my car in this water body? Well, I don't know. The Google said to drive this way. You know, that's what I knew.
So, turn right here.
Exactly. There's an app, this 222 app, the one that's for people to learn how to get together with people in real life and not have to use apps. $17 to join to curate your account, to do the psychological intake and to figure out who you are. $22 a month. $22 a month. And there's an upper age limit of 27. You have to be 18 to 27. So I'm out, which makes me angry and want it. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John, 437-1620, if you want to weigh in on any of this. Go ahead, John.
All right. So we've got no accidents to report to you right now, but Highway 29, as you approach Kingsfield, expect about a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. Also, Avalon Boulevard southbound as you approach I-10. Also, the traffic light at 90 in Woodbine is flashing. All right, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I know this. I just, the whole digital natives thing, you know, for kids who basically grew up online, that's their native environment.
And they don't know different.
Yeah, they don't realize there's, you know, people you can touch and see in the eye and, you know, smell and, you know, like, it's just, it's weird, it's wild. I hope it works out well for us. I really, really do. Pensacola Hardware, if you need to do a home improvement project, need to meet a real person at a hardware store, you need to, you know, build something for, maybe you build things for a living. I don't know if you're a construction professional. They are your place, man. They are the commercial construction supply business here in Pensacola. They've been doing this for 174 years since 1851. Which is a minute, you know, but the warehouse is here. The stuff is here. They don't have to order it special for you. I mean, if it's a specified product that is like unique to your job, obviously they're not going to have that in stock. But, you know, anything else they have, you don't have to wait. OK, they can bring it to your job site. They can put you on a monthly bill. They will understand your needs, how to install it, solve the problem, whatever the case may be. They get it. Like I said, they've been doing this for a long time. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. They've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since before the Civil War. It's crazy like that. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Judson.
It's so disappointing to hear people use the name of God flippantly. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not your homeboy, and he's not the man upstairs. His name should not be used to express your stress level. Isaiah 6 says that God is holy, holy, holy. The word holy means set apart or sacred. He's holy God the Father, and holy God the Son, and holy God the Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May I humbly suggest to you that you think twice before you devalue the name of the One which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, but instead I urge you to reverence His precious and wonderful name.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PenAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at PenAir.org/auto-refi. That's PenAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between October 1st and December 31st, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENAIR for complete details.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Smells like a Bengay factory around here.
You're watching C-SPAN. Thank you. We take you now to the White House Daily Briefing.
That was the best joke of the open on Saturday Night Live. You're watching C-SPAN. Thank you for watching C-SPAN. I like C-SPAN. I'm that nerd. Yeah, so the Epstein files and the Trump stuff, I mean...
I'm sorry, but even Trump's biggest supporters think that he should release the Epstein files. What does Trump have to hide?
I could answer that. I am hiding almost nothing, just enough to make it extremely suspicious. But let me ask you a question. If there was something incriminating about me in the files, then why would I cover them up?
Wait, isn't that exactly why you would cover them up?
Okay, let me go again. If I was innocent, wouldn't I just release all the files?
Yes. Again, I think you're agreeing with what everyone is saying.
Okay, third time's a charm.
I mean, this is pretty funny.
So you said you kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago, but he said he was, quote, never a member.
Yeah, I said I kicked Jeffrey out because he was a pedophile, but then I also said I didn't know he did anything wrong. So it's kind of hard to square that circle until you realize that Trump exists across many timelines. It's the Trump multiverse theory. We just happen to be living in the worst possible one.
If it's true in any of the multiverses, any part of the multiverse, and it's true in every part of the multiverse, I don't know. It wasn't very good, but those were the funny parts. 7:22 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, hundreds of federal National Guard troops are leaving Portland and Chicago soon. Reports say about 200 members of the California National Guard will be leaving Portland, Oregon, and 200 members of the Texas National Guard will be leaving Chicago. FBI Director Kash Patel says the U.S. has taken a major step with the agreement with China to stop shipping ingredients used to make fentanyl. He was on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Patel said he's expecting to see immediate results in terms of American lives saved. And good news for travelers today, the FAA lifting those flight reduction orders at airports across the nation. A reduction in flights began a week ago to address fatigue and staffing issues among air traffic controllers.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 7:23 News Radio 92.3. We talked about this briefly with Wes Moreno about 45 minutes ago, but Commissioner Hofberger has brought this item. It is going to be on today's agenda, and they're having a meeting on Monday. I know it's kind of weird, but yeah, this morning there's a meeting. It is a morning meeting, right? I'm pretty sure it's a morning meeting. Anyway, one of the items that she's bringing forward, it kind of on the agenda, it looks like to get to the rollback rate, and that's what had been discussed before, you know, that would be to reduce the budget of the county to the point where you don't have to you take in the same amount of money as you did last year instead of getting more money because property values have gone up. Sorry, I didn't explain that great to start with. But I think this proposal is actually a little bit different than what that headline makes it seem like. She'd put out kind of a news release, or Mel Luna, who's her chief of staff, had put out a news release over the weekend. The initiative is about making government works smarter for the people it serves. My goal is to, this is quoting Ashley in, my goal is to create a clear roadmap that ensures Escambia County operates efficiently and responsibly. Some departments are stretched too thin, clearly, while others may not be achieving the impact our taxpayers expect. That means
there's too much fluff in that department. Across the board cuts don't work, you know, 3%, 5%, 10%, that kind of stuff. And I totally agree with her. Those are, it's, yeah, that's the hatchet way of solving a scalpel problem. Across the board cuts don't work. Critical areas like roads, infrastructure, and public safety need strategic investment, not reduction. Hence the, you know, like the MSBU goes up, but she wants to cut overall property taxes. How can they both be true? Well, because fire needs the money. It's not being funded adequately now, and let's, you know, make sure that we pay for it properly, and other things may need to be cut is how that makes sense. The key is to reallocate, or at least how it could make sense. The key is to reallocate resources where they make the greatest difference for our residents. And she says, if this had been put in place last year, the county could have saved around $11 million. That would, I think that's the difference in the rollback rate, if I remember correctly. That's what that reference is. But she says, an independent third-party review will bring transparency and objectivity to the process, free from internal bias or favoritism, so we can make data-driven decisions that truly benefit the taxpayers. I love the idea of this. I mean, it's, you know, having a consultant come in and look. The only thing I don't love is that it's going to cost money. You know, and I know that kind of in the business world, sometimes consultants can be, you know, you get the bobs and maybe it's not that great. Sometimes you get consultants in and you get really good results. I just think a lot of times we're so close to it, especially in the county government. You're so close to it that you don't realize the stuff that needs to be done differently or could be done better. And, you know, sometimes fresh eyes see stuff you don't see. I'll give an example in education. A lot of times the bureaucracy in education, you're so in it that you just don't realize how insane it all looks to anybody on the outside. Like, how did we get to this point? Oh, my God, stop all of that. You know, that's crazy. So I favor the idea. I'm curious to see how much the cost is going to be. But, you know, if it's going to save us money and make us more efficient and, you know, put resources in the right place and fewer in the wrong place, and it's not overly expensive, then, you know, good. You know, I generally like the idea. But we'll see what they talk about this morning. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They've joined Russell Landscape Group, combining trusted local service with regional strength to deliver exceptional landscape construction and maintenance across the Gulf Coast. Give them a call, 770-446-3552. We have a traffic light out at 90 and Woodbine. It's flashing, so just be aware of that. Starting to see some delays there. Also, Davis Highway southbound, approaching Olive Road. Expect about a 12 to 15-minute delay in that area. Highway 90 southbound as you approach Pensacola, you're going to see about a 10 to 12 minute delay, and I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, getting our typical construction congestion delays of about 13 to 14 minutes. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to have work done inside your home, heating, air conditioning, electrical, plumbing, you want a generator. It's, you know, electrical, but it doesn't maybe seem like it's exactly the same as everything else. But that's all stuff that Peden does. You know, this company started, you know, what, 50 years ago, 1969, you know, actually almost 66 years ago. 56 years ago. They started in Panama City, and they did air conditioning, and then they did heating, and then they did electrical, and then they did plumbing, and then, you know, all the stuff that comes with it, and all across the Gulf Coast. Expanded east to Tallahassee, all the way west to, of course, Pensacola for a long time, but, you know, then to Baldwin County, now to Mobile. Everywhere along the Gulf Coast, if you do something well, you do good quality products, good installation, great service, standby at 100% satisfaction guaranteed, guess what? Your business grows, and they have. Now, if you want a smarter, safer home with Peden, you can get an $89 smart home consultation. Licensed professionals will design a custom plan that connects your comfort, security, and energy savings into a simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more information at Peden, PEADEN.com. Oh, this is... we could maybe make a discussion out of this, but apparently there's a guy, there's a product that Nike has come out with that I'm a big Nike fan as a product. Like, that's the only kind of tennis shoe that I ever wear. But they have now come out with a product or are coming out with a product that's going to be what they call an e-bike for your feet. So you put it on like a sock, you put this, and it has a sports that go around your ankle. And it mechanically power assists you when you're walking or you're running. It's like a bionic shoe. So that it's intended to serve athletes who want to go faster and farther with less effort. Kind of a second set of calf muscles. Muscles, I don't know where that came from. Which to me, having ripped my calf recently, I'm all for it. But they said in a press release, it's a wearable device they called powered footwear. an e-bike for your feet. So now you can jump higher and faster and stronger
with
and recover quicker.
Less effort.
With less effort. That's right.
Wow,
it's,
let's help.
So now you can actually take up running.
Right. I can. Boy, I'll be doing the 12, 15 miles.
I don't know. This makes me uncomfortable. I'm very easily made uncomfortable is what I think I've decided. But this, it makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know. The idea of power assist humanity generally running around. Just, I don't know,
perfect.
Man.
Yep. Perfect. But with less effort.
That's but shouldn't word. Running suck?
It should. That's why.
And shouldn't you have to, like, be extra effort. Special to be able to dunk on a 10-foot hoop? I mean, this just means that everybody can be a middle hitter now.
What?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're
I
headed.
Like it.
I mean, it's like steroids that you wear on the outside that's mechanical. It's a weird world.
News. I'm CJ Papa. The key word from the Trump administration, affordability.
I'm the one that's getting the prices down.
President Trump pivoting from the longest shutdown in U.S. history to giving people a break at the grocery store.
The White House is reacting real time, trying to address what's happening with prices on everything from prescription drugs to ground beef prices. The president was talking about this last night to reporters, and he says he is aware that food is on top of people's minds, especially given Thanksgiving is 10 days away. The issue of affordability likely to dominate next year's midterm elections.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the White House. Air travel returns normal today. Flight restrictions at 40 airports mandated by the FAA ended at 6 a.m. Eastern. Ukraine's President Zelensky in France saying he will discuss with the French president how to speed up diplomatic efforts to end Russia's war in Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got mostly cloudy skies right now. It's 65 degrees here in Pensacola. Police have arrested 55-year-old Joseph Davis in relation to that fatal stabbing of Dean Chambers at a Pensacola business on North Davis Boulevard last week. Investigators say Davis had previously been convicted of burglarizing that same shop. Investigators believe he may have been caught stealing when the deadly confrontation occurred. The victim, Dean Chambers, who was 57, was running a custom marine parts business. Davis is being held without bond on homicide and drug-related charges. An Escambia school board member raising some concerns about people parking on school property during events at Ashton Brosnahan's Athletic Park. Board member Tom Harrell says that visitors to the recent soccer tournaments at Ashton Brosnahan were parking at elementary schools and at the Escambia Westgate Center. And he said that potentially could create a liability issue for the school district. He is recommending that they secure their school parking lots when they're not in use, install no parking signs, and also require facility use agreements for anybody who is using a school property. The district says they're working on the signage, and the board is expected to vote on the other recommendations at a future meeting. A pedestrian was killed after being hit by a vehicle on College Parkway and Airport Boulevard on Saturday. Police say that intersection was closed for several hours after the crash. Of course, it's since reopened. There's a new fire station opened its doors over the weekend, bringing round-the-clock fire protection to the north side of the Pace Fire District. Fire station number 4 on Chemukla Highway is now open and staffed with 5 firefighters working around the clock. District Fire Chief Robbie Whitfield says it fulfills a commitment made to residents years ago to expand emergency services in the area. The station currently has 1 truck, and a second is expected to arrive in coming weeks, as well as additional equipment, which is on the way in the months ahead. Some new residential subdivisions have been approved, bringing nearly 200 new homes to Santa Rosa County in Milton, Navarre, and Pace. The largest of those projects is the Sentinel Ridge Phase 3 in Pace. There will be 103 homes added there. Milton's Blossom Grove will have 56. Navarre's Lydia Cove will have 27. All 3 of those projects were approved by Santa Rosa County in October. Senator Rick Scott says he believes there's a way to lower the cost of health care insurance. Senator Scott was on Fox News yesterday. He proposed directing money to consumers so they can buy any insurance plan they want. He also said that money could be used for other health-related needs. He's proposing price transparency, which he said would empower patients to shop for the best deal. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29. Starting to see about a 7 to 10 minute delay. Also, Highway 90 southbound as you're trying to come into Pensacola. Expect about a 14 to 17 minute delay. And Highway 29 southbound, starting around Kingsfield Road and going southbound toward 9 Mile. I expect about a 12 to 15 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at some nice weather today. Temperatures starting off in the 60s, getting into the mid to upper 70s for your highs. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. Going into Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. High near 77 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Keeping that nice weather trend around for your Wednesday, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures warming up into the mid to upper 70s for the afternoon. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 65 degrees, cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. There are warnings of a memory chip shortage that could soon be hurting the electronics and car industries. Chip makers and analysts say companies are prioritizing the massive demand from the AI boom, drying up the supply of memory chips for things like cell phones, laptops, cars. The craze has also allowed chip makers to jack up their prices. Reuters reports this month Samsung has raised the prices of its AI-specific memory chips by as much as 60%. Add Tesla to the long list of American companies looking to separate itself from China. The Wall Street Journal reports the electric car maker is now requiring suppliers to exclude Chinese components when building cars here in the U.S. Tesla has reportedly been frustrated with fluctuating costs amid the ongoing trade dispute between the two countries. On Wall Street, futures are effectively flat as the market tries to build off of last week's roller coaster. That's Your Money Now.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Exciting news! The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready to...
Engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3.
Informative. Local. Dependable.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 oh.
Using Jeffrey Epstein as a deflection
from the tremendous success that we're having as a party.
Well, that is the story this week, as we're going to get a vote, I guess, in the House on, you know, forcing the vote to release the Epstein files, the discharge petition that got partially created by Thomas Massie, one of the Republicans in the House, and what, Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and the third, fourth one, I'm forgetting now who it is. But anyway, we got our congressman on the line. We'll talk with him about it. Jimmy Petronis is our congressman for Florida District 1. Jimmy, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know that talking about Jeffrey Epstein is your absolute favorite thing in the whole wide world. but this...
I like the work, and the thing has just created paralysis.
Yeah.
You know, so...
You know, I will tell you that if all these files come out, I am absolutely not reading them. I will read the summaries. I don't have time to go through all that nonsense. But I think it's an interesting thing where enough Republicans and enough Democrats got together to force this discharge petition to kind of stage a revolution against House leadership and say, we want this, we're going to have a vote on it. And now, gosh, maybe 100 Republicans might vote for that. Have you decided how you're going to vote on this?
Yeah, look, I'm going to vote for transparency. I've always been a transparent guy. You know, my frustration is, and again, I wasn't in the process when the Democrats were in power, but, you know, the Democrats had the ability to do all this before. You know, I'm convinced if they had any dirt on Donald Trump, they would have forced the releasing of these documents just to go out and impair the ability for the president to get elected in November. But, you know, now they want to do it. This just creates distraction. It burns up time. It uses up precious resources. You know, we got crises all over this country, in my opinion. I still want to get back to affordability in our home market. I want to get back to affordability in our groceries. And it seems like that's something that you know, the president's committed to. But when you have issues like this that consume much bandwidth, and then, of course, the media then loves it, so then it has the public stirred up, you know, so let's get this thing voted, move on, and let's get back to work.
Well, and then even if the House passes it overwhelmingly, is the Senate going to touch it?
You know, I don't know why they would. You know, right now the Senate, unless you're going to try to and break them, I think what you'll probably see, and I was I saw Leader Thune over the weekend. You know, how much does the president truly want this filibuster blown up? So, I mean, so does this become a different point of debate? Does the president continue to push the removal of filibuster, which then creates, you know, a different pathway for the Epstein Transparency Act or any of these others to become law? So, you know, we'll see. I just feel like the Senate has got enough problems of their own right now, just trying to get to 60 on anything.
Yeah, and as you mentioned a moment ago, if they had something on Trump that would have come out by now, and in fact, the ones that were released that mentioned him, they redacted the name of the person who was the woman they were talking about, and she specifically said in testimony that he didn't do anything wrong. So it's like, it's all
there's
a game, you know,
murder.
And it's so silly. The shutdown being...
And what have we done? We're burning up your airtime talking about something about a dead pedophile.
Yeah,
anyway, go ahead.
No, I agree. And by the way, I hope I lump myself out of the the media who care an awful lot about that. I just haven't, you know, I mean, I care about women being abused. I care about powerful people using their power to abuse. I care about that. But, you know, all the rest of it and who's on this list, I don't know. And, you know, show me when something really interesting happens, and so far nothing has. On the shutdown,
sure.
there were two things, and there may be more in this, what, 300 or 400-page bill. There were two things that came in the shutdown bill that were surprises to me. One, and we talked with Michelle Salzman about this on Friday extensively, one was that they have basically, I guess y'all, I mean you voted, have made it so that the THC derived from hemp is going to be illegal unless in teeny tiny quantities. And so the whole marketplace of THC derived from hemp products is going to become illegal, like 95% of this multi-billion-dollar industry. Was this intentional? Did you know about this? Did you have enough time to read the bill to know? And what's your thought about that?
Well, here's the problem we've got. There were elements of that bill that I think, you know, I'm not crazy about people getting carve outs or backdoor deals. It was obvious. You know, everybody starts to push hemp as a as a product that's got all these fantastic purposes, rope and clothing and all this stuff. It was all about getting this extraction of this variation THC.
Yeah.
I mean, so it wasn't truly honest and forthcoming with how it got to enter into the marketplace. So, one, I call a strike on that. Okay?
Totally
I mean,
agree.
The industry advocates lied when they started it because it was all – and those that were in the know created this monster that we've got today. So I think this is where Congress finally came back and said, you know what, right is right and wrong is wrong. And you know what, if you want to be forthright, then let's go through the same process that the medical marijuana companies have to go through. So I think that's just a level of just transparency and just righting the ship of where they had some problems with previous policy.
Yeah, and that's going back to that ag bill from 2018. So, you know, you might look at it as, well, how dare they take this away? And also you look at it as, well, you had 7 years. You know, you had 7 years of money from heaven because, you know, we're now fixing this glitch. And let's, if we're going to actually deregulate this or make it available, let's go through the normal process. The other one, actually, hang up for just a second.
Sure.
We're talking to Jimmy Patronis.
Yeah,
hang up for just a second. We got traffic with John Pickens.
That's right. The light at Woodbine and Highway 90 is flashing yellow. So just be aware of that. It's still doing that. And let's see here. No accidents to let you know about I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to our Congressman Jimmy Patronis. The other one that has gotten some attention, maybe not a ton of news, but at least some, is this giveaway to senators who had their phone records disclosed or searched without being told that it was happening. As I understand it, as much as $2 million, $1 million for each half of that infraction to 8 senators. How in the world did that get in there only for them, not for House members, and retroactive to past things back to 2022? Good Lord.
Yeah, so Austin Scott has already got a bill filed to unwind this. Speaker has, you know, expressed his frustration, but his commitment to fast-track this bill. Now, again, we will fast track a bill to go undo what the Senate has done, but now is the Senate going to take up the legislation that ultimately takes away the benefit? They might, depends on how much political pressure they got. There's those in the process, as gross as it might sound, says good for them. You know, they should be paid if they got it through. And I'm thinking, guys, this is taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, I don't like giving some type of massive windfall. If they got a problem with it, you know, then go sue the federal government. You can sue the federal government if you want to. But going and creating a special carve-out compensation fund for this is not appropriate. But the problem we have is all right, do we hold up getting the government open and trying to rip this thing out? You know, it'd have been great, but we wouldn't have been able to get it out. More importantly, I wanted to get the government back open. I wanted people to get their paychecks. And, you know, the best thing I've got is, which is a pretty big deal. I've never seen the speaker do it since I've been in the process, making a commitment to fast-track legislation to unwind this exact same instance. So then the speaker will have this as a bargaining chip because there'll be other things the Senate will want that this will come through as part of a negotiation.
Yeah, you added it in when we didn't know. We can add it back in to undo it with things that you want. I mean, that makes sense to me. I just... You know,
unfortunately, that's how you got to do it.
It's so just icky. You know, people voting themselves $1 million or $2 million payoff. Just like I don't like Trump settling the lawsuit for himself. You know, it's just none of that stuff seems right. That stuff is all really, really wrong to me. The shutdown is over. I mean, I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but I just want to follow up with it. It seems to me like if we had just not done a shutdown, we'd pretty much be in the same place we're in now. Except we wouldn't have had 43 days of suffering and pain and loss, and other than maybe learning that a few government agencies are maybe less necessary than we thought before, what was the point?
The point was all about. I'm sad to say this. Remember, elections have seasons. Okay, so take my race for example. It was a special election. People, it's a very low turnout because people aren't used to voting in the springtime.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, typically if elections don't take place in November every couple of years, you know, people anticipate it, they get in the mind for it, they look forward to it, some of them cringe about it. But the Democrats leveraged that in order to raise money and awareness in those races, up in those northeastern races. Trump lost all those particular areas in the first place. They were deep blue areas, but it gave them a way to raise money because they could get the base fired up because they were chumming up the water and the national media was talking about it. It was very selfish, but this was a business decision that the Democrats made in order to raise an enormous amount of money, and they'll carry that forward to pay off who they want to pay off and or have money for the midterm elections.
What, in your mind, are we really doing building up military resources vis-a-vis Venezuela? I mean, we now have the forward is in the Caribbean. We're doing training on Trinidad and Tobago or whatever, and, you know, we're everything from interdiction to declaring, you know, elements of cartels that are apparently run by or, you know, somehow at, you know, run by Maduro. We're talking about land strikes. I mean, what do you really see happening here?
Well, I think one, the president, when he was asked a very similar question, he says, well, all that equipment's got to be somewhere. So, I mean, if it's going to be in the Middle East, it's going to be, you know, wherever it just happens now, it's going to be in the Caribbean. It's definitely creating some awareness. It's I have no idea what type of deterrence it's created just by its simple presence. But I think, you know, the president's really just trying to set back that industry several generations. And if it means you're starving them financially because they can't get their product to market, you know, then that's one solution if they're crazy enough to go and take their product to market. I mean, the other day, I mean, people were saying, well, during their due process on these boats. And I said, well, nobody seemed to care once the submarine was sunk. Well, that was different. Well, I mean, they're all trying to do the same thing. They're in the process of bringing illegal substances that kill people to the biggest market in the globe, and that's the United States.
Do you think we actually get engaged in, you know, using military attacks against Venezuela proper, as in either aerial or land? Or, I mean, because it's certainly what we're building up towards is compatible with that, maybe not on the massive scale, but the strikes slice of that. Do you think that's where we're going?
I don't think so. You know, the president already made the comments that it sounds like there's been some outreach from the Maduro administration about wanting to meet with the president. So I think the president is getting what he is wanting. He's getting their attention through these strikes. And then ultimately we'll see what type of changes we have in the way the Maduro regime does business, you know.
Well, I suppose, you know, kind of the old adage, it's, I guess, you know, you might as well speak Trumply and carry a big carrier stick, you know, if you're going to.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Little bit of show of force in order to get people to pay attention and do what they should have done in the first place. That's diplomacy, right?
All the resources we've got. Yeah, well, and all these resources that we've got, look, these men and women have to get repetitions in what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just seeing a change of scenery, being mission ready, all that to me is critical for their response whenever, you know, something does happen. But, you know, it's time to show this part of the world we're tired of taking your drug peddling and killing American children.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point about having, practice for different scenarios and, you know, exercises, which they're now doing, you know, in that region. That makes sense to me. Last thing, kind of a good news note is, despite not having the homecoming air show this past weekend, we did manage to get the base open fast on Friday to the public, and we had the Blue Angels fly a practice. It wasn't a full-blown air show. It wasn't a full-blown, you know, all the things that go with having the homecoming air show. But it was a bit of a something for the Blues to end their season, which is good, right?
Yeah, you know, it breaks my heart because at least – all right, so you had the practice show, but you had a number of folks that this was going to be the last time they were ever going to play for the hometown crowd.
Yeah.
You know, so that I was kind of hoping to see that happen. But, you know, I just hope people, you know, just don't forget, you know, these government shutdowns have consequences. There's a lot of things that frustrate about it. And you got to be proactive. And if you were disappointed in the government shutdown, I'm just going to let you know, there was nothing that we did on the Republican side of the aisle to create this shutdown. Everything we did was to vote to have open functioning government. So, I mean, I'm just telling you, this was This was driven by folks that do not live in this market in order to better and pad their own pockets. It's sad, but that's part of the reality we live in. That's why I gave out Chuck Schumer's phone number in every interview that I did. You know, if you're disappointed, this is the guy you need to call and complain to, because he orchestrated this whole thing.
Well, and hey, the good news is, if you like the first round, we can do it again in January, right? So,
it's on the verge, and that's exactly what Leader Thune told me. He says there's nothing guaranteeing that this doesn't happen all over again. You know, month after next.
A couple of long-term spending bills, but other than that, it could all happen again. Jimmy Patronis, he is our congressman for Florida District 1. Jimmy, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
See you guys. Thank you.
You bet. 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a business, you have to deal with benefits. You have to deal with dental, you know, health and vision and life and disability. You got to manage payroll. You got to do HR work. Well, you know, it might be that you love doing that. And if that's, you know, your thing, I guess lucky for you. You're weird. If you don't like doing that stuff, or if it's a headache, or if you just would like to know whether there might be a better way to do it, that's why you call Torgerson Consulting. They'll come in, they'll look at what you're doing, they'll see if they can do it better, cheaper, both. You know, it's always possible. And then, you know, your employees get the benefit of that. You get the benefit of moving it off your plate. Anyway, they can take care of you. I know for us here at News Radio and Cat Country, we started using them about 4.5 years ago, and they were great. I mean, they came in, they gave us choices we didn't have, plan options we did not have before, much more responsive customer service than we ever had before. And, you know, I've been personally very satisfied with them. Locally owned and operated for more than 25 years, Torgerson Consulting. Give them a call today for a no-obligation review of everything that you're doing, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are actually looking good. Highway 90 southbound, as you're heading into Pensacola, about a 5 to 7 minute delay. But let's see here. Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road, experiencing about a 10 to 12 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen, Wednesday at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Come on, start.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Just a quick follow-up on the Nike shoes, you know, that give you the ability to, right? Like, they power assist you. The applications, obviously, for people with disabilities or people who've had, you know, loss of capacity or the elderly or whatever, I mean, there's all kinds of applications, right? So, interesting. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. FBI Director Kash Patel says the U.S. has taken a big step with an agreement with China to stop shipping ingredients used to make fentanyl. He was on Fox News yesterday. Patel said he expects immediate results in terms of lives saved. O.J. Simpson's estate has now agreed to pay the family of Ron Goldman $58 million. According to court documents, the estate executor accepted the family's claim, which originally was filed in 2021 for $117 million. It's unknown exactly how much the estate will be able to raise from selling off O.J. Simpson's assets. And Hulk Hogan's daughter, Brooke, is back on reality TV. Apparently, she'll be on HGTV's new show, Rock the Block, which pairs designers with celebrities to renovate homes.
Is it wrong that part of the auction could be, hey, we got a one used knife here, only used once, pretty good shape. That no, no, is it too soon?
I don't. Yeah.
Haha, murder jokes.
Stream us at NewsRadio.com.